Welcome to episode one of The Main Line and Beyond with Mark Singer, hosted at the Daydream Creative Studios in Ardmore, PA. Today we feature studio owner Najee Grant, Side Arcano of Side Arcano Loans, and Andy, Joe, and Josh from 314 with a little bit of an on-air performance of two brand new songs. Hope you enjoy the show. All right. Evening, everybody. Welcome to Main Line and Beyond with Mark Singer. First episode tonight. Pretty excited. And I'm here at the Daydream Creative Studios in Ardmore, PA. And going to have a nice, comfortable talk show here about music, arts around Ardmore, Main Line, and the Philadelphia area. Seems like something that, needed a show like this. So pretty excited tonight. I have two guests. The owner of the studio here, Mr. Najee Grant, and members of the band 314, good friends of mine. Pretty excited to have them also as the first guests tonight. Without any hesitation, we'll bring Najee on.
All right. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Back at you, man. This is very cool. So, thought this would be the best way to kick off.
Why not?
The podcast.
Why not?
Exactly. And, this is a cool space you created here. Najee put up a post on Facebook asking about people that, we're in Ardmore, kind of connected to the community, that wanted to have some more connection with the community. It's where I live. It's where I spent a lot of time. So I was the first to respond, is what you told me.
That's right.
Yeah.
First one.
So, a podcast is something that I had kind of scraped the surface with, because being in real estate, I knew it would be a creative way to kind of connect with people. And I created a couple different ones. One of them around real estate, where I had a financial advisor on talking about different aspects of, real estate and also interior designers. And then I've done a few on music, and being a musician is a real passion for me. And I thought it'd be cool to kind of, bring that all together. And thank you for hosting this here, because basically through this Facebook post that Najee put out, we connected and here we are. So I wanted to just kind of have the listeners out here learn a little bit about the studio and, kind of what inspired you, a little bit about yourself.
No, I appreciate you. You were the first to respond. End of the year, I had an epiphany to just reach out to the community. We had a slew of shows last year, 2022. And I'm like, I want to hear something new. And so I put out the call and you were the first to respond and you're the first of your show type of this year. For me, I'm a children's author. So I'm from Ardmore. This month, January, will be 10 years publishing career. And by the end of this year, it'll be 20 books that'll be written and published. And we opened up the studio in August of 2021. August 2021, with the idea that it's not just about artwork, publishing, we do books to merchandise, websites, to sneakers, to magazines.
Whoa.
We do it all. Mm-hmm. But then we also open up the space for other people, such as yourself, to do their podcasting. We do documentaries to short films. As well. So we bring in like local creators from all different spectrums. So we're a mass media and entertainment business that does publishing, streaming, music, books, you name it, all nine.
Cool. So kind of like a creative outlet for mm-hmm. for folks in the community and the children's books, 20 of them, huh?
Yeah, but in the year it'll be 20. So our first 10 were just everything was in our creative mind, just coming out with our own ideas, own stories. And then we started getting into consulting, and actually now we write children's books for other companies now. So that's pretty much what we've been doing for the past 2 years.
Very cool. Well, connecting with the youth, that's there's nobody better to connect with in a lot of ways. So having two little ones myself, that's
we wanted to start young. Right. Mm-hmm. So like for me, you know, as I got into like middle school, high school, like most, like a lot of other people, like straight off with academics, and I wasn't, you know, I wasn't very good at academically. Like 9th, 10th grade, I actually failed my freshman year in high school at Lower Merion.
Oof, yeah.
I only passed three classes in my 9th grade year.
Okay.
But it was the messages that my mom and dad would tell me when I was younger, right? Like they instilled in me that I can do anything, believe in yourself, the self-confidence. That was like that gateway where I could like focus on those things. Even if my grades weren't well, I knew I still had it in me to do that. I could do good. So that always brought me back. Then I'm like, no. Even though I don't like what I'm learning in school, I still have it in me to succeed. And so I'll go from A's back then to at ease, fit ease even back then, right? So it was really bad. But then I'm like, no, what? I can do it. I remember those messages. So I want to instill now our children's books, those similar messages of self-confidence, believing in yourself, motivation, innovation as well, in all of our books. So it's like, no matter what you have going on, we want to instill those positive messages in them, whether from Long Marion, so we've been from tri-state area, down south, everywhere. We'll take our message anywhere with our books.
That's deep. Yeah, because I mean, it's you know, school isn't the right fit for everyone, and that's what it's all about, man. So good for you.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, it's very, very cool. So, yeah, the studio, so everyone knows, is just a couple doors down from the Ardmore Music Hall. So, and it was the living room.
Correct. Yeah. So it was, we're here at 35 East Lancaster, here in Ardmore. And before we took over this location, it was actually it was a meeting space for a law, for a local law firm for a little bit. But right before that, pre-pandemic, it was the living room.
Okay.
And we kept the stage where they had it for the small music venue location. The owner was like, do you want to remove the stage? And I'm like, no. We can definitely use it for a lot of music, for a lot of different programs, podcasting and photography, a bunch of stuff. So we kept the stage. We do some like open mics and stuff. Like again, outside of our work, we rent it out and we do a lot of different, from church services to open mics, arts and crafts, birthday parties. Like we do a little bit of everything.
It's a one of a kind space you created.
It's multi-purpose.
And that's something I didn't even anticipate, because Naj has now, you know, made it clear that we could have bands, small bands perform as part of this podcast, which we are going to have a little performance tonight too.
That's right. Well, again, it was a music venue before we were here. Some people ask about music. I'm like, oh yeah, well, people in the community are used to be used to it because we were playing here when it was a living room. So
right.
We're open to... I'm pretty much open to anything here.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Hey, well, thank you for joining me.
Appreciate you.
And, you know, we're going to be doing this quite a bit every Monday for quite a while. So
I'm happy that you answered the call, not just because I'm excited for all the people you have, I think until like September, which is good, but also because we preach action, taking action. And a lot of people who answered the call, you're the first one to actually like do it.
Mm-hmm.
But other people answered the call, but they teed it off, right? And you didn't. So I appreciate you for that. So I'm looking forward to where this can go as well.
Yep, got to take 2023 by the horns, you know? Somebody's got to.
And be consistent. So again, I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you. And it's definitely a place that people in the community should know about, for birthday parties, for kids, creative outlet. So it's just scraping the surface here. It's very cool.
Yeah, appreciate it.
And I'm glad to be here. So cool. Yep, thanks, Naj. All right.
Appreciate you.
So that is what brought me here, folks. And, you know, I had done a podcast, but it was mostly remote. Started it during COVID and never did anything like this in person. So I'm glad to be able to do that. For my next little bit, it's going to be a little short bit from my friend Saeed Arcana, Cross Country Mortgage, because part of that, what I'm trying to do here, in addition to the music, is to offer a little bit of value to friends of mine that might be actually out there looking to to buy their first home or sell a home, or you have concerns. A lot of people I'm talking to lately have a lot of concerns. So I want to welcome you on side from Cross Country Mortgage.
How are you?
I'm well, man. Good to see you, Side.
Thanks for having me. Got a good setup here.
Yeah. Side had me at a little bit of a shindig over the summer out in Conshohocken.
Yeah,
And we linked up there through some mutual friends. And he's always sending me different pictures and graphics and, you know, wishing me luck. And he's just a good, positive vibe type of person.
Yeah, good stuff. I'm glad I met you two, our mutual friends, and got to get to our barbecue up in Conshohocken. And at our Cross Country Mortgage office, 625 West Ridge Pike. So that was a great event. Looking for some more like this one too. So
yeah,
happy to be here.
Yeah, same to you, man. And you know, it's always great working with you too. So it's everything is always smooth as can be, and that's another reason why I wanted to bring you in too.
Yeah, you've always been a good real estate partner. So thought I'd return the favor and come to this show and put some education out there on some of the concerns that your friends and colleagues might have.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's the funny thing, you know, there's a general sentiment out there. It's a little bit of doom and gloom, but it seems to me that, you know, no matter what, it's always good to be able to get yourself some real estate if you're able to, you know, not to be renting if right. at all possible.
Right.
And I know that you kind of help a lot of first time home buyers.
Yeah. So, you know, let me get the elephant out of the room. For those of you who don't know, we are in a recession. We're not too far into a recession that things are going too bad. And the other tidbit is most successful people or most people build their wealth through a recession. You can't go any lower, right? Obviously, we're not in a depression or whatnot, but these are the times to think about buying a home. The economy, is not tanking, but some of the values for homes can only go up after you purchase them. So if you have saved enough and your credit's good enough, and there's other situations, other financial factors into it, but if you can purchase a home now while we're in sort of a recession, because we're showing some signs of recovery. And when we start recovering, it may be too late for you to earn some equity from a property to purchase during a recession.
So where are we at right now?
So the other big topic for a lot of people is where are interest rates, right? So everybody has these predictions. The biggest factor when you want to talk about interest rates for a home property when you're purchasing is inflation. When inflation rises, interest rates go up. So that's your biggest indicator, no matter what anyone can tell you. So today, the national inflation number is at 7.1, right? Now, this isn't coincidence. It doesn't always work this way, but the national average today for interest rates, a 30-year fixed mortgage, is also at 7.1. So they're not always going to coincide or almost be equal. You know, 7.1 today, the 30-year interest rates. Last month, it was at 7.75. And inflation was in the 7.7. So is it a coincidence that they're both on the same, sort of like the same number? Yes. But it's not a coincidence that when one went down, so did the other. So that's where we are with the national average as far as 30-year mortgage interest rates.
Any particular tips for listeners out there who might be looking to buy their first home? Any programs in particular that you can offer?
So there's a lot of programs there. The number one tip I can give is get to know all the factors. Everybody's trying to sell bells and whistles. There are things that can get you into a home without spending too much as far as down payment goes and closing costs. The number one tip I can give is that the cost to purchase a home consists of a down payment and then closing costs. the myth out there that a lot of people mistake is that, oh, they just have to cover the down payment, and that down payment comes with the closing costs and vice versa. It does not. They're two separate things. So get to know that, then speak to a lender that's like myself. By the way, you can get the same information if you log on to sidearcano.loans. But the other tip is, we're heading into a buyer's market if we're not already there. So 6 months ago, it was difficult to get seller's assist. Seller's assist is where the seller has the kind heart enough to give you money to cover your closing costs. And maybe all you need to cover is your down payment. Before, we didn't have that. And inventory is still low, but that does give a buyer's market the opportunity for sellers to sort of negotiate maybe the price going down a little bit more. But just remember, if you're asking for seller's assist and then asking for them to lower their price, that's a tough deal to accept from the sellers. So that's probably some of the tips that I can give you is, get to know that we are in a buyer's market all the time. So.
Perfect. Yeah, just there's always hope. Don't be so gloomy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I try.
There's a lot of down payment assistance mm-hmm. out there. Mm-hmm. The one target that I want to give a tip to are like musicians yourselves, those who aren't earning the W-2 income, people that are self-employed, mm-hmm. People whose income is up and down and mm-hmm. they have to be averaged. There is hope for you. There's bank statement loans out there. And you're not going to be stuck with these. Some of the terms are pretty, they're not too good, but you're not stuck in that. The goal is to get you to home, and then there's the opportunity to refinance out of it. Mm-hmm. So it may be a bad deal, but always talk to your lender to see how you can recoup from all your expenses from a bad deal, because you can. It's called equity. Mm-hmm. And right now, if you purchase a home, it's a big opportunity to get the equity and refinance yourself out of a crap deal or whatnot. So.
Okay, makes sense.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Saad. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll be talking soon.
Yep.
All right. So this brings us to our final guest of the evening, which is really exciting. Go back quite a ways, actually, the Ardmore Music Hall, when it was still 23 East. My band Old Soul was running a jam session there, and Andy used to come out and play songs. And, I know had his life profoundly changed by Old Soul. Got the t-shirt. That was fun. And then things really blew up for 23 East, and it became the Ardmore Music Hall. It's what, the venue that we all love today. So Andy, Josh, and Joe from 314, come on over, have a seat.
What's up, Mark?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. In preparing for this, I was thinking to myself how cool it is that you're the first guest, man.
We're excited.
That you guys, but me and you really go back to that time. I remember, when you first were coming out and just playing. That was like, were you first time you were kind of playing in public, really?
Kind of doing a dry run on all the songs and publicly performing them. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was about that time.
Nice.
So, I think it was, not to blow anything up, but maybe underage at the time. Who knows?
Whoa. All right. Well, there's no backtracking off of that now. But those were good times for sure. In the time that I've gotten to know you, obviously I know some of your influences and stuff like that, but we never really spoke that deeply about like what made you want to play? Like what made you pick up an instrument?
I mean, the biggest thing really, I would say, is writing music, kind of started with, I come from Greece, where sometimes I'm like, you guys hear this new band, like Led Zeppelin? And they're like, yeah, dude, we've heard Led Zeppelin. So I started with like Bob Marley and Nirvana, and just that like real simple to the heart, like type of songs, and just songwriting is really where it kind of started for me.
Okay.
Yeah. And then slowly getting to know the right people and getting into the scene, you know, that kind of evolved. You know, of course, the Grateful Dead came along.
Okay.
Sister, you know.
Yeah. yeah, like I know that you love them, of course. And so yeah, I just was, you know, I Dylan, I know you're big into him.
Yeah, that's a big one. I mean, I probably at one point in my life locked myself in for a couple months and did nothing but Dylan, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Transformative stage, you know, between every album, I was kind of transforming with them. You know, it was a crazy type of thing. Like, I couldn't even listen to certain types of music because I got so into that. It was like the only thing that was really just kind of healing me. Yeah.
That's a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great word, you know, because I always think about music, because music had a profound effect, like a healing effect on my life, you know. So, and it is, it's like an ancient healing word. It really is, you know. I mean, it's nothing new. You know, we think about it in a certain context based around music that we're familiar with, but, you know, it goes back quite a ways. So, yeah, I know what you mean. And then 314, was that's, I mean, obviously, that was that your first band, really?
Really, yeah. I mean, I've had some basement bands, uh-huh. you know, but never really something that was worth holding on to and something worth kind of getting up for every morning. And, you know, until I met Josh at the Blockley, actually,
uh-huh.
another real, real hot spot at the time.
Yep.
Then met Joe, and we're kind of, yeah, still here. It's been about 9 years later. And yeah, that's, 314 is the bread and butter, you know?
So. Yeah. Yeah. And, 314, we spoke about in the past, like what was the deal with the name again?
So, like, it started, like, as a kid, waking up in the middle of the night, and it was always 3:14 o'clock. Didn't even catch on until, like, kept seeing it. And then even after I met the guy, you know, kept seeing the number. And then the one time we went out to dinner, it was, like, 8 p.m., and the receipt came back, and it said 3:14. I was like, dude, like, what the hell? One time we're in Philly. I mean, Josh could probably take that story. He's a good storyteller.
Which one?
The race car.
Oh, number 314 that pulls up next to us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A race
random,
car.
Like a formula, like a NASCAR that just randomly pulled up right next to
314.
Us.
Joe was there too. Yeah. It was one of those, like, what the hell is a NASCAR 314 doing next to us in Philly? Probably driving from one lot to the other. But
that
one
is
of those
pretty
moments
random.
Where you're like, dude, like, it's undeniable.
Uh-huh.
And then our friends see you now, they send us texts. Sometimes you have friends that are born on 314. So it's almost like a blessing and a curse.
birthdays, it's pie, it's all that fun stuff.
Einstein's birthday to Casey Jones' birthday, actually.
Casey Jones?
Yeah, Casey Jones. When I figured that one out too a couple years ago, I was like, oh, well, look at that. Casey Jones was born on 314.
Wow. No, yeah, I remember you mentioned it was just a number that kind of just always came up.
Yeah.
So now the real reason I brought you on the show, world politics.
Yes. Okay. We can talk about it.
You know, I know you have some ideas there. No, I'm just kidding. you know, what I like about this is how creative this format is. It's pretty cool. So, 314, we got that. And I did know, you know, you're Greek, and you told me a little bit about coming up. Like, your family had a restaurant.
Yeah, they got a peach shop, you know, the classic Greek thing.
Uh-huh.
They still got a peach shop and a lot of other things.
Down by Chester, is it in Chester?
Yeah, it's in Chester. Yeah, Giorgio's Pizza. Check it out.
Okay, there you go.
Check it out.
Chester's a long way from where we are right now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little different here. Yeah. But so grew up in Greece.
Uh-huh.
Came here. I mean, maybe that's where the songwriting philosophy type of thing's from. You know?
Uh-huh. Okay.
But uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe they had hopes that you'd take over the shop one day.
Yeah, maybe.
And then they're like, hey, I don't know if that's going to work out. So you're into fish in aquariums. That's deep. I like that, man.
Yeah, man. It's my life. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I work with aquariums and I service aquariums and I manage a company with the aquariums and all that stuff. And that's kind of another big aspect of everything, you know, and when you're overwhelmed with one, sometimes music is too much, you know, sometimes everything is too much and that's a safe place for me, you know,
man. Yeah. You know, I only got to snorkel one time in the Cayman Islands and it was like a life-changing experience, man. Just like, you know, cause there are some of the clearest waters, very calm, and just going right off the beach, you could see so much stuff. It was just amazing. So, I mean, to be able to swim amongst that stuff is pretty cool. But just to do what you do, I've seen a lot of the work you do. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe some of your houses want a fish tank sometime too.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. That's a great idea. I think some of them probably would. Sure. So is that just something you kind of fell into? Just always had an interest in?
Yeah, I mean, it started kind of in the river, collecting frogs, things like that. Uh-huh. And it turned into my job, basically. So,
got it.
Yeah, so it's reef tanks. You know, they're pretty involved. They're not just like a goldfish tank. You know, you got coral and thousands of dollars investments.
In saltwater, fresh, both?
Yeah, saltwater, fresh, both.
Either or.
But reef tanks, like where the addiction's at. You know, it gets real deep there. There's all kinds of colors.
Uh-huh.
Coral. And, I mean, I've shown the guys in my basement.
We pretty much like came up playing. Like we started in Andy's basement, you know, so started bothering the hell out of his parents, playing in his basement every Wednesday night. But we would like stop in between songs and go just stare at the tank. Like there's pictures. I don't know who took it, but there's pictures of us just from in between jams, just three of us faces right in front of the tank, just staring. There's so many little things, every crevice, there's something moving everywhere. Yeah. We spent so much time just looking at it and talking about it and discussing it, you know?
Well, you know, and that was like one of the healthiest times I think Jerry had was when he was like scuba diving and really getting into that, you know, before things went a little south again. Yeah. But so that's interesting too. So there was like, he's not taking over this pizza shop.
Yeah, I did it for a little bit. And, you know, it's not my cup of tea.
The aquariums, that's cool. Yeah. Joe, tell me, I don't know that much about you.
You know that.
I do know that.
But, yeah. Delco guy through and through, but I worked at Wawa. That's where these guys met me.
Okay.
And I was, you know, making sandwiches where I met these guys first. And then other than that, I stopped doing that. I manage a tape company right now. But it's a day job.
What kind of tape? Any kind?
Adhesive foam tape.
Oh.
Bonding stuff for cars and buildings and a bunch of, I let him sell the stuff and I run the guy's company. It's awesome.
Okay.
But it was like a mom and pop that built. So I got it in the ground up, but at the same time, it's like, it's a job. That's just a moneymaker to play the music.
Right.
But I've been doing that and then playing music with these guys for a long time. But I started with guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Moved to bass because nobody played bass when I was like 21 years old. Couldn't find a bass player. So I didn't play bass. Played in basement garagey bands. Played out a little bit like the EXO Lounge back in the day and stuff on stage. I forget what that was. But played some spots and then met these guys and actually really started to play music, you know, and fall in love with it. So that's the outlet. And that's me. It's for the most part.
Right. I mean, if you could condense it into 30 seconds, that would be impressive. But no, I mean, all good. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Fill the bass role. Hold down that bottom end, man.
It's all about foundations and all of this stuff, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
Bass work foundation, your real estate's foundation. So,
yeah, you need a roof over your head. It's important. You don't necessarily, but that's a hard road. But Josh and you have you know, bass and drums. That's where it's at. You guys have formed, you formed a bond there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that from early on, seeing 314.
Well, I've lost a look at him. I think when anybody's lost in the band, they look at him. I think that's the ultimate move whatever. But there's like a moment where like, what's happening? They're like, just look at Joe. And Joe would say, yes or no.
Sometimes from the corner of my eyes, Joe like moving. Like, oh, I missed the part. Oh, man.
I totally know what you mean. Things kind of go a little sideways. You're like, oh, yeah, find that one person to bring to reel us back in.
Yeah. Yeah, he's our anchor.
We can't put a price on that, Joe. I'm happy to have you guys here. I know you put out an album in 2021.
We did. It was 2021. Really should have been like 2019, but there was almost, you know, like COVID was coming. There was a whole like year where editing just kind of fell off. And we were, you know, we're at that point, like, are you going to release these things? Like, let's just wrap it up and release it at this point before another year goes by.
Even though we had a whole album's worth of new material by the time we finished it up, we're like, well, we're ready to go back in already. We have a whole album's worth of new material that we love even more, but we got to finish up the other one first.
Yeah, so it was kind of like a delayed type of record, which we love, you know, don't get me wrong, but it was kind of just getting the job done type of record where we're ready to kind of get
back in there and have some fun with it. We know what we like and we know what we don't like about recording and stuff, and we know we want to have a little more fun with it and take it a little further, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Which, when you mentioned COVID, it reminded me, like we were talking about earlier, about, you know, Steal Your Peach and 314 were supposed to play the TLA, and that got canceled because of COVID. It was going to be a big show right around 418-20, I think it was. But we'll get back to that. And we played the Brooklyn Bowl.
Yeah, that was a ton of fun.
That was. Yeah. That was like,
I sat in with you guys too, and that was like, that was next level.
That was very fun. For sure.
I remember that. I got a video of it.
Oh, yeah. He even sung on that too, right? Yeah. That was very cool. We'll be back there, Steal Your Peach, on the 3rd of February. So that'll be fun. They kind of broke up the night now. So there's like an early show and a late show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. So that'll be fun. What was I going to say? What do you have in store for 2023?
So we've got a few things lined up, good amount of things. I mean, we can only talk about so much, I guess you could say. We got 12 plus shows lined up for the next couple months. I think we're making our way out of state.
Okay.
And we're getting ready to basically announce a small little tour. And we're staying pretty busy this year, kind of tightening the band up. Got our friend Jamie joined the band.
Right, Lundmark.
Yeah.
That's a whole new sound for you.
Definitely, man. We've been doing it. Like, he's always like, here's featured guest Jamie. And it's like, all right, let's just kind of make it official. And there's a lot of songs it works with.
Where is Jamie tonight? We're missing Jamie. Since he's back home doing some sort of a culinary delight, I'm sure.
Some 22-hour meat smoking or something.
Yeah, probably. And our friend Jerry just joined too. It's a long time playing with him.
Tell me about him. I saw him play with you at the what was that little mini fest out at that got moved indoors that I came and saw you guys.
Oh, the Jam on the Grass.
It was your fest. That's right.
We weren't ready to change the data. They were like, all right, we got to do this no matter what. And we moved in and ended up working out.
We do a festival every summer. And this year it rained 2 years out of the 9 years. So, I mean, it's not too bad. But we moved it indoors. And it was still a lot of fun.
It happened. It was cool. And Jerry played. That was the first time I think I've seen him play with you. He's great.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably the most, like, the first almost full set that he played with us was before we'd had him sit in for couple one-offs, different random sit-ins at different shows, but now that was like us like getting him into more of the music and him learning more of our original music. And
right, that show was
a couple, and then he'd play half a set, and then he played a full set, and then he was playing set half, then full shows.
And how do you guys know him?
I go way back from him when I used to do the open mic at 2312.
Oh, okay.
He's a jam, you know, he's the type of guy, you know, he shows up there. We have a shot of Jameson together and kind of jam out, have a lot of fun. And we always had this dream of being in a band together. I pictured it as a side project because we had 314, but we just went through a big rebirthing phase where our guitarist Apple actually left the band.
Right.
Things got a little busy, a little too serious. So, but Jerry kind of took that role and now he's all in.
He definitely started as like, he was like, I want to fill in. Like, if you guys want me to, like, I love playing with you guys and want to play more. And then we were like, yeah, let's just keep doing it, you know? And we kind of had the idea, I think, that we were going to keep trying to look for a new guitar player. But then like Maury started picking it up and he was like, if you guys are cool with this, he's like, I'm all in with this. You know, like he really wants to play. He used to play. He's definitely got a big music background growing up and living with people and that are pretty big in music now, I guess. And he grew up, he lived in Austin, grew up with Kid Funkadelic. They were roommates for a long time.
That's that Michael Hampton. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But he grew up with a lot of those guys playing music and then I guess went just like the working route, but he's like, I don't know. I don't want to say like re-falling in love with music. I know he's always loved music, but like jumping back into playing, and he's definitely having a really good time playing with us, you know, as we are with him.
Yeah, you guys sounded great that night. That's for sure. So that's cool. So you're gonna do a little tour. We can't really divulge all the information, a little top secret.
Yeah.
Not too much, yeah.
That's okay.
Within the next month though, it'll be out there.
Okay.
We got kind of like I said, rebirthing, so a little image change and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You might see some new colors floating around. So, that's what we got. We're pretty excited because last year was, I don't want to say it, we made it work. We floated our way through it, but we had to find a new guitarist.
We realized we weren't a power trio.
Yeah.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah. I did that for a little while. What was with Apple? It was a 4-piece, right?
Yeah.
So, cool. You guys are going to play a couple songs, right?
Yeah.
You have what? Two? How many songs were you planning to play?
Two sounds good.
All right, very cool. Yeah. I didn't even anticipate necessarily having performances. I just thought we have, tonight we're just going to have acoustic guitar and bass, but we have a little stage here. So that's going to be a pretty cool element of the show. And you guys can get set up to play.
All right. Awesome.
In the meantime, we just probably need like a minute to set up.
If you guys would go over here. Where do you want these guys at? Same seat. I can scoot over a little bit. I'm not playing, so.
Let's see what they decide. Okay. While they're setting up, actually have a new blues band that's going to be debuting at the Cigar Republic in Conshohocken on the 20th of January. A couple guys from Steal Your Peach. We got Adam Flicker on keys and Anders Allfelt on bass. And then a former member of Steal Your Peach, Mark Shuchuk, will be joining us on drums. It'll be fun to get into that. Funky blues for people. Come on out and join us. 21st, Steal Your Peach will be out at the Newtown Theater in Bucks County. That show is just about sold out. So if you want to come, there's only a few tickets left. And then February the 3rd, we're at the Brooklyn Bowl for the early show from like 8 to 10:30. So come on out for that. Just know that it's a little bit earlier start, like 8 o'clock. And then, of course, St. Patty's Day, March the 17th, we will be at the Ardmore Music Hall with Ron Holloway. And that will be a lot of fun, as it always is with Ron, doing the Watkins Glen Summer Jam, mixing up music of the Allman Brothers, Grateful Dead, and the band, since it is the 50-year anniversary of that prestigious festival.
Awesome, man. St. Patty's at the Music Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's a Friday this year, so. Oh, nice. Yeah.
We're going to be down in Downingtown at the.
Cool. So this
is ready. Yeah, this This first song is Spanish Hog.
Thank you. Sunday is coming again. Nice. You want to tell us, you want to share a little bit what inspired that one in particular?
Yeah. So we don't really talk about songs much, you know, truth is, kind of let the interpretation do its part. What I will say is this one was written during the COVID times. It's not about COVID. It's not one of those like COVID songs. I hate that. Because that time was so deep. That time was so like,
you know, we're still in it, aren't we?
We are. But like there was a moment where you had to dig in yourself and find what you really love. If you had nothing left,
yeah.
What did you really love? You know, it's like,
got in the bike ride a lot.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, everyone's good to get out and fresh air.
Oh yeah.
But I know what you mean. It was very, you know, about that isolation.
Definitely. And you know, my house at the time was, I had people in and out, and it was kind of like, I'd say a couple steps away from
You were one of those guys.
the cops may or may not have came to the house. But you know, this song was kind of like written at 6 a.m.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Nothing wrong with that. It's probably when most of the best songs have been written.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well, I liked it. That was very nice.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
Yeah, so I think this one is a little bit of a brighter song.
Okay.
You can look at it from the other side of the scope.
You know? All right.
It's more of a nowadays, you know, we got.
It's a post-COVID song.
We're coming out of the dark.
You know, Chico on the Rise.
Thank you.
Chico on the Rides.
And that one has not been recorded yet?
Nah.
Neither have.
Nice. Yeah, we actually kind of just square away a new type of ending for that one. It's pretty cool. It's got like some cool little things going on in the end there. Just okay. Guitars passing back and forth.
If you had the full band.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
We made it work with just the two. Very well.
Yeah. I was in that time.
Watching intently, I saw. So your next gig is at 118 North, right?
Yes.
February
25th.
Still have tickets
available. Yeah, we got some tickets and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
We're moving pretty fast.
And it is a website, 314.com.
Right? 314bank.com. All got right it. Now. It works.
Got it. Yeah. Good stuff, man. Well, that one that you said was written around the same time?
That one was written somewhat recently, you know, after like the summer festival season type thing, you know. It's a brighter song about brighter times.
Mm-hmm. One of our newest originals.
Yeah, one of the newer original songs. What's that? Both of the ones we play actually are very good.
You got Silver Curse and what's it, Red Planet?
Yeah.
Red Planet Lights. Nice.
You've been there and that's
I have, yeah. We rehearsed there and we didn't rehearse there actually. But yeah, I know man was living in Manson for a little while, so it was pretty close by.
They did some renovations and area and like a ton of work too, but
yeah, they keep open spots.
There you go. A little shout out for Red Planet. Hey, whatever you can do.
While I'm here, I got this strap that I just wanted to show off here. My buddy Justin's probably out there, may or may not be out there.
Okay. Oh, wow.
For my 30th birthday. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of some ancient Greek stuff, the Pi symbols, some Break the Dead stuff, and everything.
Yeah, amazing. What a gift.
Just wanted to let the other way know. I didn't carve my own name in
here. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining me on my first show.
Thanks for having us.
Yep. And can't wait to join you guys and do some playing. I've been getting out there, been a little more playing lately, so that's a good thing. And at this point, you know, it's been, you know, you guys can just hang. I mean, we've got a few minutes left, but, you know, the response I've gotten since I've announced this podcast is pretty overwhelming to the point where I'm booked out to September. And I just wanted to say, if anyone's watching, as far as anyone that may have reached out that I didn't get back to, just know that, you know, I'm aware and I will get back to you. But it just, you know, I kind of got swamped with stuff. So I did want to make mention of the next guest that we have on, because that is coming up next Monday, as this will be every Monday. And next Monday, we have Jack Shouty of Darlington. You guys know Jack?
Yeah.
I think we played with them in the past.
They played with them a couple times in the past.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I think they played their first Philly Folk Fest, and I know they got a spot at Dolph Fest last summer.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We did, so. So that'll be fun having Jack on next week. I hope everyone enjoyed what they saw here and heard here tonight. And this is, you know,
a blessing to be here at the Daydream Creative Studios, place you guys should definitely check out. We have friends and family local to the Ardmore area. And it's you know, I got to say, I mean, I'm humbled by the opportunity to really do this because, I mean, the Ardmore, Delaware County, Philadelphia area is just swamped with so much musical talent. Like, I, you know, even in my band, when traveling other places, I mean, you know, of course there's musicians all over, but there's really a good concentration of music and the energy in Philadelphia and Philadelphia music scene, I think, is really positive and supportive. And I'm glad to kind of give it a voice here, you know. So it's a great lineup that I have all the way out to September with people like Danny Mayer, who's in Eric Krasner band, Star Kitchen, friends of mine like Hezekiah Jones and Grizz. So we hope that you will continue to check in every week, Monday from 7 to 8 here. And we'll get better with this and have some performances, maybe even on stage at some point. And I guess that's it. Tune in out. This is Mainline Beyond with Mark Singer. Thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the show, Mainline and Beyond with Mark Singer. Next Monday, we have Jack Shouty and Company of Darlington. Looking forward to the show. Hope you tune in and take care. We'll see you next time.